This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz has two jobs on Wednesday night when he addresses the Democratic Convention, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Much of the nation doesn't know who Walz is, and campaign spokesman Michael Tyler says tonight is the Minnesota governor's chance to tell them.
A wider swath of the electorate is going to have the opportunity to fully understand and get to know who Governor Walz is.
But on a night whose theme is a fight for our freedoms, Walz will also have to transition the convention from last night's party atmosphere to the campaign's central theme that another Donald Trump term would endanger American democracy and liberties on things including reproductive rights. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden plans to speak with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday as the United States aims to get Israel and Hamas to agree to a proposal meant to bridge gaps in ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas, according to two people familiar with planning for the call who were not authorized to comment publicly. Hamas and Israel have signaled challenges remain. Diplomatic efforts have redoubled as fears grow of a wider regional war after the recent targeted killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders, both blamed on Israel, and threats of retaliation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday combat work continues in the Kursk region. Ukrainian forces made a lightning push into the region on August 6, seizing villages, taking hundreds of prisoners, and forcing the evacuation of tens of thousands of civilians. Russia was caught unprepared by the offensive. This is VOA.